Hi there, I'm Becky Hammond, and welcome to Isogo TV. Wherever you are on your strengths journey, I want to help you apply your greatest strengths to your everyday work and your everyday life. Today, I'm answering a question, and this question comes straight from you. A couple months ago when we started Isogo TV, I got this question right away. It's like, okay, I see now how I can start to apply my strengths, but what if I really don't have a good idea of what my strengths are? So today, on episode 16, I'm answering that question, which is, what in the world do I do if I don't know what my strengths are? Okay, so you want to know, how do I really get to know what my strengths are? And there's a couple things that come to mind of ways that you can approach this. One is to ask the people around you, the people that are closest to you. You know, if these things are internal and invisible to us, the people that are around us, well, sometimes are able to reflect back to us. They're able to say, okay, yeah, this is where I see you contributing the most, or I really think your strengths lie in this, or this is what you offer to me in our relationship. So start there, ask the people that are around you. Another thing that you can do is think about the things that are most energizing to you, or that you really enjoy, that you just absolutely love. Maybe time just slips away when you're doing them. You get into a flow and you hardly even realize that you're doing work. Those are the things that are signs and clues of your strengths. Another way that I love, and I think helps us get to this common language that we've been talking about, is through a tool that's called StrengthsFinder. It's through the Gallup organization, and I've been trained and certified through them, but they don't offer me any money to tell you that I absolutely love this tool. I think it helps us use common language and common words to get at the core of who we really are. So the StrengthsFinder is an online assessment tool where you will log in and it will begin to ask you a series of questions. Really, there's 177 pairs of responses. So you have something on this side and something on this side and a continuum in the middle. And these little descriptors are things that may or may not be true of you. So as you're going through, you're choosing, yeah, this is true of me, or no, this is not true of me. And those descriptors are actually signs of talent. Maybe they're idiosyncratic or a little bit quirky at time, but they're things that are underneath that help get at what are those internal and invisible talents that you bring naturally. And at the end, it will give you your top five strengths. So the things that came out most strongly for you. There's a pool of 34 talent themes, we call them, kind of clusters of talent, these 34 strengths. And out of those, you will get your top five. And one of the things that I love about this tool compared to some of the other tools that are on the market is not only is it valid and reliable and kind of some of the other nerdy things that I love about it, but the main thing I love is that it helps us have a common language using words that we use every day. Achiever, activator, communication, includer, empathy, developer, you know, all these words that really mean things to us. And underlying those words, you can pull out the things that mean the most to you. So if you're really looking to discover what your strengths are, I think this is a great place to start. And really, it's an accessible assessment. And so I would love for you to connect with me over at isogostrong.com. And if you really want to know what your strengths are, I would love to offer you a deal on this. Really, we're talking, you know, just over 10 bucks that you can get this assessment for. So please head on over to isogostrong.com in association with episode 16, and I will have a way that you can jump right in and figure out what your strengths really are. So that was your Q and my A. And really what I'd like to know is, did I answer your question? Do you have any other insight or feedback, or how have you learned how to discover your strengths? I would love for Isogo TV to continue to be a place where we can connect with each other. So please take a moment to leave me a comment or ask a question over at the blog at isogostrong.com or at Facebook or on the comments at YouTube. You know, I want to help get this word about the power of strengths out to the world, to help eliminate that hate and strife and unnecessary frustration that comes up at work and at home, and help us each to use our strengths to get to that place of success. So to do that, help me get this word of Isogo TV and just the resources I want to provide for you here out to the world, out to your friends through iTunes, through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just talking to the person next to you. Send them my way. I would love to connect with them as well. But mostly, I'm really glad that you showed up with me here today. Thanks for listening and joining me here at Isogo TV.